25 years ago, when man sat by the sea in this section of Canada and thought about his lot in life, he was not impressed. There was not much to look forward to. The days were long and the catch was small. There was great need of something to assist the lot and improve the conditions among the fishermen of Nova Scotia. In the villages, there were many who were despondent, many who were looking for assistance. There was need of a great teacher, of someone to tell them what to do. And one day, that great teacher came. His name was Dr. Cody. When he began to teach the fishermen the art of working together, men fished alone in single boats, dories they called them, rowing by hand offshore some distances in pursuit of the fish. It was tiring work. There was very little return financially. It was not the best of lives. Each would wait for the other to return to see if his luck had been any better. As you can plainly see here, there was not much in the way of fish to be caught in this manner. Certainly not enough to feed families and to sell at any profit. Here the fisherman unloads his boat. And by standards in North America, this is not a big catch. It is an extremely small catch. And now the fisherman sells his catch. The fish buyer weighs it and offers the fisherman a sum of money, a very small sum of money. The fisherman is disappointed. He doesn't want it. He thinks he might as well put the fish back in the sea. In fact, he throws one into the sea in anger. But there's nothing he can do because he's fishing alone. He has no power, no bargaining power, nothing. And so he's forced to accept the money and go off angrily. He tells his friends. His friends were no happier than he was about the fishing, the money that they received from fishing, the manner in which they lived. But Dr. Cody had gone among the villages. He had sought out young men who were natural leaders. And he taught them the art of cooperation. He taught them how to work together, how to think together, and how to plan together. And so our leader, our village leader, has come to the men. He tells them the futility of trying to fish, to fight a big thing like the sea all by themselves. He suggests that they start together. He asks them to a meeting. Will you come? Will you come? They all agree. And so now, for the first time, these men in this village are going to start to think, talk, and plan together in hopes that together they may find a better life than they did by themselves. And so we find them in somebody's home, a fisherman's home, listening to the village leader, talking about cooperation, the necessity for joining this man. Is the captain, the natural leader within this group. He is the one that the village leader singles out to be the center of this new group whom he hopes will work together. Here, at what was called a study club, young and old, joined together to try and talk and think and plan the future. They listen carefully to the leader as he tells them what they must do, where they must go, how they must work, but most of all, how they must work together. And always, your leader is a man of the people, a man who comes from the people himself. He tells them that they must save their money. They must save if they are ever to be independent, if they are ever to own anything in themselves. And only by owning something will they have any form of independence. So here we see our fishermen going to what is called a credit union, a place where they may save. Each one is putting a small amount of money, depositing it, putting it away, saving it, in hopes that he may save a large enough sum to do something with, his friends together. Each one, at first, it is a few cents that they deposit. In time, if they are faithful, if they believe in this idea of saving and working together, they will have sufficient money to perhaps fish together in a larger boat. That is what the study club leader has suggested that they do. Now it's merely a question of whether they will stick to the job until they can attain some form of ownership. Later on, as they come to their credit union, their place of savings, they will put in larger amounts if they can manage it. But now they're starting out. In time, the amounts get larger. First, a little bit of silver, then bills, bigger amounts of money. And the man in the credit union carefully puts down the amounts in a book. And the amount in the book is growing larger until one day each man has $100 in the credit union. Now they are beginning to see the kind of money that they can save in perhaps a year or so, and which they may put to constructive use to better themselves in their station in life. Each of the four has $100. Now they are men of influence, men of standing, because they have some money. Now they want to borrow more money to buy a bigger boat. They want to leave their dories, fish in a boat. So, naturally, they go to the village leader. And they ask him, how shall we get this loan? What kind of a boat shall we buy? How much will it cost? How can we manage this big undertaking which we have never done before? And the village leader, who has studied and worked and learned these things about cooperation, he tells them what they must do. He emphasizes the fact that they may borrow the money, but that they must pay it back, that they must be men of honor and integrity, that the whole idea of cooperation is built on honesty and mutual trust, that you are given money because you have saved money, but having borrowed the money, you must, at the earliest possible opportunity, begin to repay that money. He's very emphatic on this point. He insists. He is telling them now, you must pay back that money as soon as you can. Then you will be trusted. Then you may build, borrow, save, borrow, build for bigger things, greater things. But you must pay off the loan that you're going to get from your credit union. A credit union which is a people's bank, a place where people save money, that they may borrow the money for providential purposes, borrow it when they are in need. And this village leader has learned all about credit unions, and he tells the group that now that they have these sums of money in the credit union, that they must put it to the practical purpose of buying a larger boat which will have a motor, which will allow them to go farther offshore, bring back larger numbers of fish. He has become, in the village, an important man, and yet he is right from the people. So one day we find our men coming to the credit union to borrow the money to take the first great step in their lives in this matter of working together. Each man signs the loan. Each becomes responsible. It is made in the name of the captain, but each man pledges himself to see that the loan is paid off. So the four, they have become what they call co-signers for the captain of what will be their new boat. And having signed and pledged themselves to pay the money, they are given the money, and then their boat is begun. From the wood of the forest and from the nearby lands, the boat builders of Nova Scotia start to make them their boat. Eventually, other boats are built, as other groups of fishermen do the same thing, begin to work together. Each group combining to save and borrow and build a boat of their own, until many fishermen have these larger boats, 20-footers, they are called. So now, no longer will the fish buyer be in a position to tell the fishermen that they must take the few paltry cents that he is going to give them. And so, our men, young and old together, working together, the four of them, return from sea, from the fishing grounds, this time in a motorboat, equipped with a motor, able to carry many more fish, able to go farther, take more fish, bring more fish to market. But this is just one of many. For all along the shore, other fishermen have done the same thing. They have worked, they have studied and planned, they have saved, they have borrowed from their credit unions, and now these 20-footers, these bigger boats with their motors, are taking the place of the little dories which were all the fishermen once had to go to sea in. So now our group returns from sea. It will be interesting to see how many fish they have this time. It's the same wharf, the same cove, and there are the fish. A great number of fish. A fish that will bring a fair price. Because no longer will the fish buyer be the man to decide the issue. And so he comes back to buy the fish. This man who up till now has always been able to say exactly as he pleased and to give what prices he pleased. But now he is doing business with men who are working together, with men who have their own boats and who provide most of the fish that he can buy. So our captain does not take the money. He does not like the price. And our fish buyer offers a little more. But our men, everybody has a voice. Everybody has worked to obtain the boat. Everybody has fished together. They all say no. Finally, when the transaction is eventually reached, it is the fisherman who decides the price of the fish. And the fisherman proved that working together brings great returns. Naturally, the first thing our captain does is go to his credit union and pay something back on the loan. The first good catch that our men have, once it has been marketed and sold, he takes the money to the credit union. Because he must keep his position of standing, he must be trusted. He must be a man of honesty and integrity. Now we have our boats, we are fishing, we have money in the credit union. The time has come for bigger things. And so our group goes back to talk, to plan, and to study. And they are following the plan of the great Dr. Cody, who told them that there was nothing that the people could not get for themselves if they would work together. And so they're now talking happily and excitedly about the things that they might do in the future. Other things to do with the fishing industry. Great things. No longer are they dejected. No longer are they sorrowful. No longer are they wary. They see something ahead. They see promise. And our captain has become another village leader. And there are other groups and other study clubs meeting and taking their savings to the credit union and borrowing to change their position and change their station in life. When our captain speaks, he is listened to with respect. Many plans are discussed. They must provide refrigeration, a place to keep their fish, to store their fish, because the fresh fish market brings the most returns for the fishermen. These are the kind of problems. They must build. They must find the money. They must save. They must borrow. And they must pay back. All this they must do together. Up and down the shoreline, in the villages, all are learning to work together. Even the children, when they go fishing, as they fish here for eels, fish together. Not one, but two. One luring the eels with a bait, the other prepared to spare them, so that this lesson of cooperation, of togetherness, has gone down, has filtered down from the adults, and has reached to the children. And here we see a successful experiment in cooperation by two small children. The great teacher, Dr. Cody, begins to see, along the shoreline that he loves, progress as his people climb upward in the world, gaining independence, becoming owners, building their own stores, cooperative stores, where the returns come back to them. Other credit unions in other villages where they may save and borrow, where they may do their business, their financial business, in banks which are truly the property of the people. Eventually, they pass even from the 20-foot boats to great long liners, as they are called. Liners, boats capable of stringing 3 miles of trawls behind the boat, which are refrigerated and which stay at sea for many days, keeping the fresh fish for the fresh fish market. And here we see the boats being iced. Finally, their own refrigeration plant. These are the things that can come from working and planning together. These are not dreams. These are not something that were put on these pictures to inspire you. These are things that have been done. Our village leader has brought our fishermen from their little dory up to great boats and to great buildings, all of which the people themselves own, which they have purchased, which they have built with their own money. It is not a question of borrowing from a government or anybody else. These things were done with the people's work, the people's effort, the people's money, the people's savings. The fish catches are great catches, so great that now not only is there a market at home for our fishermen, but they must prepare this fish for other lands who need to import their food. And here we see the fish being prepared, put in barrels, and sent away to other lands for food purposes. 25 years ago, the fishermen did well to catch enough fish for the local market, for the domestic market. Now they have become businessmen in the true sense. Their fish are being processed, salted, packed in barrels, and shipped far across the seas to other lands. All of this, every stage, every part, from the fresh fish right through the processing, the salting, the putting in barrels, all of this they do together in their own businesses, in their own cooperatives, working always together with profit not for one, but profit for all. Here the barrels are put aboard a big ship, a much bigger ship than our fishermen use in their work, and marked to go overseas. Barrel after barrel. Our fisherman, who one day came ashore with a dozen fish in the bottom of his boat, now fishing for modern, motorized, modern craft, is shipping to far-off lands. He is a businessman. He has worked together. He is strong. He is happy. He is healthy. Each one is part of the great structure of cooperation. He believes in it. In each of their faces is confidence. Even the youth looks to the sky and beyond, looks to the future, knowing that for the first time that his parents have established for him a way of life which means promise in the future. And the village teacher has never stopped. The parents he has taught, now he talks to the children, training them, teaching them that no man can stand alone, that no man is ever an island, that the world is much too large. The captain is a strong man of the people. He has learned to stand on his own feet, and he has gathered around him his friends, and he has given them leadership. There is always leadership in the people, Dr. Cody said. You must find it. And there is strength along the sea, along the rustic, rugged shores of the ocean, are strong people. But the ocean, as we have said, and the sea, can be a hard taskmaster unless the people themselves have learned to conquer it. And that is what the people of Nova Scotia have done. They have conquered the sea. They have extracted its wealth, found its riches by working together.